It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, as the candidates for President of the United States discuss ways to improve employment opportunities in America, they should focus on a few very important issues. Number one, America has over 29 million registered businesses, and they include major corporations employing thousands, as well as the medium-sized businesses, local stores, and the self-employed. Number two, presently, the 29 million businesses employ about 142 million Americans and could employ tens of millions more if business incentives were implemented to keep jobs here in the USA. Number three, America's population is over 314 million people, with 142 million people presently employed. Now, for a successful economy, America needs at least 60% of its people employed. So that means we need around 188 million full and part-time jobs available at all times. It also means America needs 46 million more jobs for our present day and our growing population. Now, if a portion of America's businesses could employ just a few additional people, each to meet the demands of America's consumers, millions of Americans could be employed in a short period of time and tens of millions more as America's industries are restored. Number four, it is well known that large numbers of America's industries left the USA to escape rising taxes, rising operational costs, and growing regulations. Most brand names formerly made here in the USA are still available in our stores, but the labels now list them as foreign made. However, those imported items are being sold in America's stores for the same cost as if they were made here in America. So why aren't we manufacturing more products used by the American people here in the USA? Now, a review of these few basic points outline why America finds itself without jobs to employ all of its people and why we are in $16 trillion in debt. But the big question is, do the candidates for president fully understand America's situation and understand how urgent it is to address the job situation, the loss of industries, and our growing debt? In America, the land of opportunities, people should not be unemployed or be lacking skills that could employ them for a lifetime. The presidential candidates should address the issues discussed in this commentary so that all of us will know where they feel America is headed in the future. This is Michael Blehosh. My email link is located on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com, and I invite you to tune in to the live broadcast or rebroadcast of our radio programs. You can check them out on the internet at AmericanWorkersRadio.com.